We're at Lamed Hey Amid Beis. About 16 lines down. Tanur Rabbanan. So we're going to see now, pretty much till the right down to the Mishnah, it's one big long Gadita. And we're going to see the connection to why this was brought, Pashtus. Because we mentioned Rabbi Eliezer ben Charsim, showed how wealthy he was. His mother made him a tonus, or 2 million zuz. So now we're going to see more about his wealth. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. Ani v'ashir v'rasha ba'im ledin. So we have three people coming to din. A poor person, a rich person, a rasha. They come to Beis Din Shalmala. And we're going to see that they're going to, each one of them, they're going to be asked why they didn't learn Torah, and each one is going to come up with some excuse. And then we're going to see that Hillel is going to answer up to take away the excuse of the poor person, because he was also poor. And the rich person, Rabbi Eliezer ben Charsim, is going to be used to answer him up. And Yosef at Tzadik, against the Rashi. So Rashi says, La'ani yomrim, kolomar, im ba'u Beis Din shalamala l'chayev anim al-yidei Hillel, that the Beis Din's going to want to mechayev the anim using Hillel, v'ashirim al-yidei Rabbi Eliezer, v'trude yitzre yetzah al-yidei Yosef, yesh pitchon peh l'baldin l'chayevam. So each one, there's going to be an answer for against each one. You'd be using these three people. Okay. So, let's go. So, L'ani Yomrim Yitlimalo Asak B'Torah. So, the Ani, they're going to ask him, why didn't you learn Torah when you were alive? So, Imo Mer, if he says, what can I do? Ani Ha'isi V'Tarud B'Mizonasai. I was, you know, so busy trying to make ends meet, I didn't have time to learn. So, Omrim Lo, they're going to say to him, Klum Ani Ha'isa Yotir Mihilel. What, were you any greater ani than Hillel was? Amru alav al Hillel, show how poor he was. It says concerning Hillel, Hazaken, Shebechol yom v'yom haya ose umistaker v'tarpik. He used to make one tarpik a day. Rashi says, Atzela medina shu chetzi dinar, half a zuz. Kach mufurash shebiksubas. That's all he would make. And out of that, chetzio haya nosein l'shomer beis hamidrash. He would give half to the shomer of the Beis HaMidrash. He had somebody that he used to have a lot of times in the field, the Beis HaMidrash. He needs a shomer. Others say it's that only one can come into the Beis HaMidrash, who's someone who's tocho kegvaro. We see the Gemara in Brachas. So that was for the shomer. Anyways, so he needed to give this. He gave half of his daily earnings, which wasn't that much, just to get into the Beis HaMidrash. The chetzi, on the other half, lefarnasato lefarnasas anshe beiso. This four part is parnasa. And so they ask, Luchura, how could he give so much? How can he have half his earning? That was half his earning. And we know that in order to do a mitzvah, you only have to give a fifth, the Gemara in Ksuba says. So he gave like a half. How could he do that? So they bring in the name of Lekute Halachas. So it says that learning Torah is different. Since Torah is a person's life, when it comes to, you know, life and death, you know, you have to give more. So since Torah is our life, so then you can give more than just a fifth. Okay, so pamachat lo matza lihishtaker. So once he didn't make ends meet one day, and v'lo yinicho shomer beis hamidrash likanes. So they said, look, you don't have the money, you can't come in. But he wanted to learn very badly. So what did he do? Ala v'nitzla. V'yashav al pi aruba. So he went onto the, it was like a skylight on the top of the Beis Midrash, on the roof. So we know for light. So he went on top there. Kedei shishma divrei Elohim chayim mipi shmaya ve'avtalyan. So you can hear, you know, Torah from shmaya ve'avtalyan. Amru, they said, that also hayom, when this happened, was Erev Shabbos. It was on Erev Shabbos, yeah? It was skufas teves ahaysa. And it was the winter time. V'yared alav shelig mina shemaim, and the snow came down on him. Kishala mudashachar amrulo, and then amar lo shmaya leftalyan. When it came morning, Shmaya turns to Avtalion and he says, Avtalion achi, b'chol yom abayis meir. Says, you know, what's going on over here? Every day around this time, you know, it's the light in the base midrash. V'ayom afel, now it's dark. Shema yom hamu'unanhu, maybe it's a cloudy day. Hitzitzu enayim, they looked up. V'ra'ud musadam baruba, they saw the form of a person on the skylight. So they said, oh no, somebody's, you know. So alu matzu alav, shlosh amos shelig. So they saw there was three amos, which is quite a bit, of shelig on top of Hillel. So peraku, they took the shelig off of him, v'hirchitzu, and then they, you know, washed him up, and they anointed and put some oil, whatever. V'shivu, can they get a madura, and they put him up next to the oven to warm up a little bit. So Amru, roi zeh lechalel alav et haShabbos. That such a person is roi to mechal Shabbos for him, because it was pikuach nefesh. So they say that the Ben Yoyada says, why does that say the Yarad alav shalig mina shemayim? And where does this shalig come from? Yarad alav shalig mina shemayim. So he says that it was not a really cold day, right? It wasn't such a cold day when he went up on the roof, and therefore it wasn't really supposed to snow. But Hashem made it snow. That's why I said, "V'yarad mina shemayim." Hashem made it dafka snow on him to bring out, to show everybody the love of Hillel for the Torah. That he, you know, when it started snowing, whatever, that he stayed there until the snow was, you know, three amas above it. Which also he said answers another question: if it was a regular, you know, freezing cold day, so what right did he have to go on the roof? I mean, you can't, you're not allowed to, you know, put yourself in a makom sakana, you know. So why did he go up there? So again, he went up there because it wasn't cold. But then all of a sudden, you know, he got engrossed in his learning and he didn't realize and it started snowing, whatever, and that's what happened. Okay. So that's Legabe the Ani.
Wouldn't he be allowed to advise me to do
that's what our yeshiva says. But other yeshivas say you don't pay. I guess they're making exceptions. Okay. Next. Could be. I think that's his parnasa. In other words, he makes money. They're not paying really to get in to learn Torah. They're not paying for the Torah. They're paying for the shomer. You know, everybody has to give money to pay for the shomer. So he says, look, you don't pay, you know, you don't get into it. Like, you know. Okay, the Ashir next. So the Ashir comes to Din. Again, Omrim lo ibnei lalo sakta b'tor. Why didn't you learn Torah when you were alive? So Imomer, if he says, Ashir ha'isi, because I was rich, b'tarud ha'isi b'nechisai, and I was busy with all my possessions, so I didn't have time to learn. Omrim lo, so they say to him, Klum Asher Hayisa Yoter mi Rabbi Elazar? Were you any more rich than Rabbi Elazar? Amru Alava Rabbi Elazar ben Charsam Sheiniach lo Aviv. His father left him in Yerusha Elef Ayaros beYabasha uKenegdan Elef Tfinos beYam. They left him. His father left him in 1,000 cities on dry land, and against this 1,000 ships on sea. V'chol yom v'yom notel nod shel kemach. He would just take a container of flour, up they fall on his shoulder, mahalich le'ir le'ir, and he would go from city to city, medina le'dina, from country to country, l'omod Torah. Pamachat matzu avadav. So once his servants saw him, but they didn't recognize him. V'asu bo angaria means which is avoda se'ir. In other words, the people of the city had to work or whatever for the person who owns the city or whatever. And who owned the city? He did. Rabbi Elazar ben Charsam, right? It was his city. But they didn't recognize him. And they said, hey, you have to go to work for the owner of the city or whatever. Not realizing he was the owner of the city. Okay? So, Amar lahen, b'vakasha mikem, hinichuni. He says, please, leave me, let me alone. I want to learn Torah. Please don't make me work. So Amrulo, so they said to him, they like swore, "B'chai Rabbi Lezer ben Charsum she'im anichinotcha." We swear, Rabbi, look, he's the boss, you know, and you got to work for the boss. And Rabbi Lezer ben Charsum said, "You got to work. We're not going to leave you." Meanwhile, this is Rabbi Lezer ben Charsum. So on this, the Gemara explains why they how did they not recognize him? Umeyamav lo halach v'ra'osan. He never went to see them working. So that's why they never recognize him. Eli Yoshev Osik B'Torah Kol Yom Kol Laila. He would learn Torah all day and night. So that's why they never didn't know who he was, because he never used to go, you know, watch them work and this and that. He wasn't interested in that. He was just interested in learning. So a couple of things here. They also the Ben Yoyada says why it says makes the point why it says he nichulo that his father left him. These cities and the ships. Why does that emphasize that his father left him? He says to show that if you read that all this wealth he had, someone might think that that he was busy. He was busy also working. How did he make such a fortune? You know. So what do you mean he was learning? He was busy working, obviously, to make such a fortune. So therefore, they weren't said, No. He never worked. All this wealth came from Yerusha, and he was never involved in working. No, but he could have worked. In other words, he could have. He had all this money, so a person has money. So they, you know, a lot of people have money. They're not sitting in the thing. Yeah. But then once you have money, so then what do you do with your money? So very few people who have money just say, okay, put the money aside and just sit and relax all day. Right, and sit and learn like he did. When you have money, you're going to work more and more and more. You know, involved. But he didn't. He put So we're talking about here. We say the rich person. We say the rich person. We didn't say a person. You know, he said, well, I had to make. You know, he was rich. He says Ashir, why lamos akhtor? You're rich. You had money. You could have just sat back and learned. So you had money. It's talking to the Ashir, right? You're a rich person. Why didn't you just sit and learn? You didn't have to work so much. You had a lot of money. So he says, yeah, but I was busy. Well, you've been, you know, you have money, you invest in this, and that, I'm working with it. So he said, okay, so Rabbi Elizabeth ben Charsum had money just like you, but he didn't involve himself. Another thing Ben Yada points out says that he had 1,000 cities, he left them, and 1,000 ships, Kenegdan, 1,000 ships on the sea. He says, what do you have to say to this? He said he had 1,000 ships and 1,000 cities and 1,000 ships. What if it's Kenegdan and against this, 1,000? So he says it's to show that if it'd be written just he had 1,000 cities and 1,000 ships, one might think it's a guzma. You know, he says, yeah, it's a lot, 1,000 cities, yeah. But writing Kenegdan shows very midiyak. He had 1,000, against that, for each, he had 1,000 ships. So it's like it's midiyak. Now it's not just a guzma. So there's an interesting marsha. He says, so why when the servants found him, they didn't recognize him, when they found him and they said, they wanted to put him to work, he should have said, do you know who you're talking to? You know, I'm really Ezra ben Charsum. I just tell him, right? He doesn't want to, he has to beg them not, he doesn't want to go to work, he wants to learn. Just tell him that who he is, right? So marsha is nice stuff. What? So the Marsha says, very good. The Marsha says that they probably wouldn't have believed. He was afraid they're not going to believe him, and then he would have to waste time to convince them, and that would take away from his Torah learning, right? If that's like, no, I am, I'll prove it to you. He didn't want to waste time with bringing proofs. You know, it takes away from his Torah learning. Therefore, he's upset. Okay, but just ask him, please let me learn, and he's figure I'll get out easy, and that's that. Instead of starting explaining who he is.
Marsha. He doesn't work.
It doesn't say. It just said that they swore they're not going to leave him because Rabbi Lezer ben Charsum, you know, the boss says you got to work, and yeah, it doesn't say what happened after. Okay, finally the Rasha. So the Rasha, Omrim Lo. 1 second, Rashi here. Angaria, Pirku means Pirku the Matsui Hasheleg Me'alav, the loads of snow that was on him they took off. Angaria is avodas sar ha'ir, the work for the sar ha'ir. Vavodas atzmo ha'isa, and that was basically for him because he was the sar ha'ir. V'heimena makirimbo, but they didn't recognize him. V'surim shehu miyoshei ha'yaras shelo. They thought he was somewhat of the residents of his city. Shavodas adonei ha'aretz mutelas aleihem, that they have to work. Okay. Back to the Gemara. So now the Rasha. Rasha omrim lo mipnei ma lo asakta b'Torah. Why didn't you osik in Torah? So im omer, if he says na hayisi v'tarud b'yitzri, says, well, because I was beautiful and I was involved with my yetzer, doing things. So omrim lo klum na hayisi hayisa mi Yosef. Said, what, were you any more beautiful than Yosef? Amru alav al Yosef, a tzadik, shebechol yom v'yom, haysa eshes Potiphar, mishal dalto bidvarim, that every day the wife of Potiphar would try to convince him with words to do a veir with him. Begadim shalav shalo, shacharit lo lav shalo barvis, that the clothing she wear in the morning, she didn't wear in the morning, she didn't wear in the evening. Begadim shalav shalo barvis, lo lav shalo b'shacharis. And she constantly changed her clothing to, entice him. Amra lo, she said to him, Hishamali, listen to, do an aveira with me. So Amra la, lav, no. Amra lo, she said to him, Hareini chovashcha bevesai surim. If you don't listen to me, I'm going to put you in jail. Amra la, he said to her, I'm not scared. Hashem atira surim. Hashem takes out those that are in jail. So she said, oh yeah, Hareini kofefes komascha. So I'm going to bend your stature. So he said to her, I'm not scared of that either. Hashem zokef kufufim. Hashem, makes straight the bent. She said to him, oh yeah, hareini mesameit einecha. I'm going to blind you. So he said, I'm not scared of that either. Hashem pokeich ivrim. So nasta lo elef kikrei kesef lishmo ayla. So she tried to bribe him, gave him 1,000 kikrot of kesef that she should listen to him. Lishkavetz la liyot iman. That's from the pasuk. And he still didn't want to listen to her. Lishkavet la b'olam hazeh, not to live with her in this world, in order liyot ima l'olam haba, because if he would, then he'd be with her in Gehinnom in olam haba. So it comes out, nimtza shehilol mechayev esanim, and Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom is mechayev the Ashirim, and Yosef is mechayev es harishayim. Rashi Lav Shalo is Mishdalto Mifate also ki Yifate in the Mitargamina, the Tirgum is Ari Yishadel, try to entice him. And Lav Shalo that she put on, Lav Shalo means Bishvilo, she would get dressed for him to try to entice him. So a couple of things, says that one thing, a cute word I heard once, I think from Levinstein, that he says that the funny answer the Rasha gives. And he said, they said, Rasha, he said, why don't you learn Torah, right? So he says, I was busy with my Yetzer Hara. He says, Lama Davar Dom, right? You come to Yeshiva, he misses morning Seder. Says, and you come up, the Rosh Yeshiva calls him over, comes in, he says, excuse me, you weren't in Seder yesterday morning, where were you? He says, well, can't blame me, why? Where were you? It's not my fault. Why? Well, I was at the bar drinking and, having a good time. He said, what are you supposed to do? What kind of an answer is that? Tara da yitzi v'yitzri. What do you want? I was busy with my yitzri. That's an answer. So he says that, a very good word. He says that what's the time in here? And all these three, lamalo sak b'torah, right? Bittul Torah. You're involved with Bittul Torah. So he says that Bittul Torah is such a great aveira that the Rasha says, Mechayim mean anything, just don't Mechayim Bittul Torah. Fine, if you Mechayim me because I was this, I was my Yetzer, I was doing this, I was doing that. All the Averas in the world, I don't mind. Just you can punish me for anything, just don't punish me for Bittul Torah. That's what he's saying. And another thing, the Sichas Musar has a brings down this Gemara of Chaim Shmulevitz, and he says in general, he says, how can the Hitnagut of these three great people, mechayev us. Everybody has their own level, And how can, Hillel, he was so poor, how can you compare me to Hillel? Hillel was Hillel. Everybody is different. Everybody has their own different madrigas. Everybody's expected to, we're expected to do what Hillel did, or Yosef Atzadi, compare. How can you compare us to them, right? So he says that it would be a very good question what are we asking here? Bittul Torah, learning Torah, right? He says, if it was an inyan of a mila, why don't you have this mila of Hillel? He says, I don't have that mila. I'm not that great. I don't have the mila that Hillel has. What do you want from me? He says, then fine, it would be a good question, right? You can't mitchayev with the milas of these great people. He says, but this is the, but learning Torah is not just a mila. He says it's our life. So when it comes to life and death, again, if it comes to our lives, so then you could mechayev a person. It's not just a nice thing. I was thinking myself at something. There's another Ben Yoyada. He brings a girsa of the Ein Yaakov over here with Yosef, and it says that the clothing she wore in the morning was not the one she wore in the evening, right? So the girsa the Ein Yaakov has, not our girsa, is the begadim shalav shalo shacharis lo lav sha'arvis. Okay, that the clothing she wore in the morning she didn't wear in the evening. Now, but in other words, the lo, the wore for him, like Rashi says, bishvilo, you know, to entice him, the clothing she wore for him, it says that only by the morning. But it doesn't say in the skirsa in the evening. It didn't say in the evening that she the one she wore in for him in the evening. It didn't say for him. Our Gemara says lo by all everything. But there is a girsa that the word lo only goes on the shacharis. That the clothing she wore for him was in the shacharis, and that clothing she didn't wear in the evening. So he says, why? This practically says because when did she try to entice him? In the daytime. Why? Because that's when her husband's not around. She's not going to try to entice him when her husband's around. So in the daytime, he's out working, whatever, so she's alone at home without the husband, so she can try to entice him. So therefore, in the morning, she would wear these beautiful clothing and to try to entice him. And then came the evening time, her husband comes home. So then she changed back to her regular clothing, her evening clothing, right? Because her husband's like, I want to see that she's dressing up for Yosef. So she goes back to her basic clothing. And that's why it doesn't say, love shalom is only in the morning. And evening is regular. So I was thinking, based on that Ben Yada, you can have another connection, this Gemara, to the Mishnah, right? The main connection we said is because her husband Charsim was rich and wants to show. But here's another example, because the Mishnah is talking about the clothing, the Kohen Gadol, that he wore in the morning was much more expensive than the ones he wore in the afternoon, right? The evening, the Ben Arbayim. Take out the Kaf and the Machta, right? The big Lava. So there's a connection that we see from over here also, that the morning clothing are expensive as opposed to the evening clothing. Okay, Siddur. Let's finish up the Mishnah. Balo Eitzel Paro. Then the Kohen Gadol, they brought him to his par that he was going to, as we're going to see, do vidui on, and have a kapara for himself and his family. Uparo Hayomed, the paro, where was it? Ben Ulam Lamizbeach, which was next to the Heichal, between the Ulam and Mizbeach. Rosho Ladaram Upanav Lamarav. They would bend the head of the par, right, so that his head would be facing the south, and Rosho Ladaram, it would be facing south, but his face would be facing Marav, facing west. The Kohen, Gadol, Ome B'Mizrach. He himself would be standing in the east, and his back, in other words, to the east, towards the Mizbeach. Upanav Lamarav, and he's facing west. And then the Kohen Gadol would put his two hands between the horns of the bull and like do smicha and push down umisvada and would say vidui. The kachaya omer, and this is what he used to say. Ana Hashem, which is the Shema Mefurash, and they say that normally if you see in the Mishnahs, the Mishnah doesn't write Hashem He Shin Mem. It writes like with a hey and a slash, right? But here it's right Hashem, to the hint to say that there wasn't just, we're not just mentioning Hashem, it's the Shema Mefurash. So that's just a hint to the Shema Mefurash, it writes it out, Hei Shin Mem. So Ana Hashem, he says, Avisi, Pashati, Chatasi Lefanecha, Ani Uvesi, again it's a vidui for himself and his family. Again he says, Ana Hashem a second time, Kaper Na Lavonos, V'lepshayim, V'lachatayim, Shavisi, V'shapashati, V'shachatasi Lefanecha, again Ani Uvesi. Kakasufa Torah Moshe Avdecha, says in Moshe's Torah, Kiva Yoma Ze Yechaper Aleichem, etc. Letahir Eschem Yikol Chatoseichem, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. So again, this Lifnei Hashem Titaru, again, we don't have in our Mishnah, but that's the whole Pasuk, and he says that, and it says, therefore comes out, he's saying Shema Forest three times. Right? This is the third time. Behain, which refers to the Kohanim and the Am that are Omdim in the Azara, standing in the Zara, when they hear the Shema Meforash from the Kohen Gadol, Oni Macharav, then they answer, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Ba'ed. Okay, Rashi, we finished. Okay, that's that. Shabbos. That the people of Mishachar. Oh, the Mishnah, I'm sorry. Rasha the Mishnah, apologize. Rosho l'daru panov l'marav. Mefarsh b'gemara, Rasha okim rosho l'tzad ha'eichal. In other words, they would bend the head. He's standing in one direction, the par, and they bend the head to the other direction. V'kabai taima mailo mokila l'hedya zanva l'mizrach rosho l'marav. The Gemara is going to ask, why isn't it stated straight? That is, zanav, the tail was in the mizrach and the rosh in the marav. A coin omid b'mizrach, acharav l'mizrach, means it's backwards toward them.
How did the bulls agree to, I mean, go to a bull and put your hands on top of him?
Yeah.
He's not going to be so happy with it.
What?
No, really.
The bull's not going to be happy if you put your hands on his
head.
I don't know that they can, I'm not going to believe it. Haven't they lost?
What is this man?
This is Buckingham Palace.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is a pub. Oh yeah, this is a pub. Buckingham Palace. Can you send your boss for repair?